Joining us now is current national president, Luke O'Leary. Luke, thanks for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join us. We always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It's really cool to be here.
Well, we certainly love you guys. Now, give us kind of a little background about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm Luke O'Leary. I'm from San Luis Obispo, California, right there on the Central Coast. I always describe to people who don't know the state of California that when you see that little bend in California, that elbow, I'm from right above that bend, right on the coast.
Okay.
Beautiful place to grow up in, and always saw agriculture from afar through my grandfather and grandparents that showed me what agriculture production looks like, and got to spend summers out on the cattle ranch and seeing agriculture from afar. But it was when I stepped into the ag ed classroom as a freshman, I was exposed to it for myself and able to see that I could have a role in agriculture. And that just launched me into where I am today, of being able to not only be a part of agriculture, but part of this leadership organization that's developing leaders to change the world in whatever career path they may choose. So grateful for this jacket and what it's led me to.
What does being the national president, what does that entail?
Oh gosh, how do I explain that as the quickest possible? It's packed with so much. All six of us as a national officer team pretty much have the same job, and that's just to represent the 670,000 student members across the country. Mm-hmm. We have members in all 50 states, plus Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C., and we get to travel to all those places and get to meet with the people that we represent, the students we represent. And then we get to bridge that gap between students to all of our other stakeholders, to different partners of our organization and business and industry leaders, and those that we get to connect from the real world in agriculture to the students who are preparing to go into that world and career path.
Now, I did not realize this until we were going through the news earlier today, but the 50th anniversary for the Washington Leadership Conference, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What do you guys have lined up? Something special?
It is. It's exciting. The Washington Leadership Conference has been one that is sort of this capstone to our leadership development continuum, where students can go through these leadership conferences throughout their time in high school and then get to have this experience in our nation's capital, where they learn all about what does it mean to advocate for something we believe in, as well as really focusing on the last line of our motto, living to serve. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to serve our communities? And so they go away from this conference back home with a living to serve plan of what can they do to empower their communities. So I'm really excited for the facilitators who will be at this year's conference, because I know they have a lot of special things. And so I won't spoil it for the students there, but we get over 2,500 students there in the Capitol every summer. And it's going to be a powerful experience, as it's been for the past 50 years.
All right. Well, Luke, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Again, we've been talking with the current National FFA President, Luke O'Leary, sitting down with us here in studio today. And securing resources for the future of agricultural education, that's the mission of the National FFA Foundation, which is now celebrating its 75th year. Joining us now for a further look is National FFA Southern Region Vice President Jordan Stowe. And Jordan, thanks for sitting down with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Super excited to be here.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of background on yourself before we jump into the foundation.
So I'm from a small town called Enterprise, Alabama. Grew up there all my life and got involved with FFA when I was in the 10th grade. I had two really phenomenal ag teachers that are married to one another, Mr. and Mrs. Dice, that really believed in me and got me involved. So not coming from an agriculture background, I really got involved in the public speaking and leadership side of FFA and got to serve as a chapter officer, and also started finding supervised agricultural experiences that really interested me. So I was able to raise service dogs for a couple years during my FFA journey.
Interesting.
Then went to Auburn University as a first generation college student, strictly because of FFA and because of the support the foundation gives, and then able to serve as a national officer this year as my during my junior year of college.
What an exciting journey that you had.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the foundation. 75 years of the foundation. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Absolutely. And the foundation provides so much opportunities for members. So the National FFA Foundation basically builds partnerships between individuals, businesses, and organizations to help secure funding for the future of agriculture education and the National FFA. So it's really powerful to get to celebrate all that they do. Some really cool opportunities, like they provide scholarships. They gave out $2.7 million in scholarships to students last year. And I think that's so phenomenal, because I was one of those recipients when I was graduating high school. And I know how special that is to feel secure and feel proud of your accomplishments, but also know that there's an organization backing you and providing opportunities for you as well.
And now, of course, you're a college student, you're taking some time away, of course, to serve as a national officer. What a unique opportunity. What does this opportunity mean to you?
Oh, goodness. It's hard to find words because there's so many, but I think that one of my favorite things about getting to serve as a national officer is getting to hear the stories of the 670,000 members that my five teammates and I get to represent, of getting to spend a week in Hawaii seeing their service projects and seeing the members' stories and seeing what they do when I grew up in small town Alabama, and realizing that no matter what, agriculture connects us all, and agriculture doesn't have a certain definition or require a certain background that you have to come from for you to be a part of it and succeed.
So you're off school for a year while you're serving as a national officer, but what's next for you? Where are your plans in the future?
Absolutely. So after the next 6 months of serving as a national officer and wrapping up, I plan to move to California and attend Cal Poly and study agricultural communications.
Is that Luke's fault?
A little bit, yeah. They had some really, they really provided a lot of support for people who are involved in FFA. So Luke and I actually got to go tour a couple weeks ago.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, pretty cool. Now, before we wrap things up, any last words for somebody who might be sitting on the fence about joining the organization?
Oh boy, lots of words. So I think one of my best advice for someone that's on the fence about joining the FFA is that it does truly provide an opportunity for everyone, and it provides a lot of outlets to explore. Mm-hmm. I think of when I first joined FFA, I had no clue what I wanted to get involved. And I just knew I wanted to be involved because I was having fun and people believed in me there. So I got to try an array of contests, an array of projects. And no matter what, it's not about winning or being the best at something. It's about learning and growing yourself as an individual and being able to get out of your comfort zone. And I think that that is so valuable, not only in high school, but throughout all of our lives, is to continue growing and learning. And FFA is a perfect opportunity and a perfect place to do that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoy the next 6 months as much as you have the first 6 months.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, talking with National FFA Southern Region Vice President Jordan Stowe, sitting down with us here in studio.